anything with that data?
You mean at CCJJ?
Anywhere.
There are regular meetings where we discuss different data points. But so far, it's been mostly dependent on data from the courts and the Department of Corrections. But they'd like to be, and the BCI webpage on statewide crime data is being used more frequently. Prosecutor data continues to be a gap.
Is that anything that on our end, or it's just that for whatever reason, nobody's digging into it?
We haven't been focusing on that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Ron's really good. He sends the quarterly reports regularly. In fact, the irony is the first report was past due, and Ron kept saying, we have a report that's due. How do you want us to report it? Oh, we'll get back to you. But we're now reporting regularly, so.
We had a meeting a little while ago where they're saying that we want to make it easier for you to report this as well. Okay, that's great, but it's easy enough right now. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
So basically, I just send a spreadsheet to them after I've compiled the data from everybody. Send it to them, and they have everybody on there. They want to make it easier than just send it an email. That's fine with me. Sending it electronically another way is fine, but whatever works for anybody. But yeah, so the main thing is, though, that same kind of data that the legislature wants that we are doing now could be done for your individual offices if you can just help me understand what you need to see, and then I'll build reports and give you that.
Statute on the appointments.
E-filing by the end of the year again?
They've got a lot of it, the back end stuff done now. They just get it put into the training instance so that we can actually have somebody go in there, see what it looks like, and try it out. So they've got the certifications done now. They've got a lot of the programming done. They keep saying it's ready to go, just about ready to go. And I go, okay, well, tell me when it's ready to go. So I keep getting updates, and they sound the same. Except for they've had trouble getting certification with Tiber, which is the third party, and with the courts. They had to pay them money, then they had to work with them. And evidently, they got one person that will work with us from Tiber, and he's been gone most of the summer. And I thought, that's just, it's insanity, but it is what it is. So I'd like to say I'm more confident now that e-filing will be by the end of the year than I ever have been. But
yes, but what you
but mean? More confident doesn't mean 100% confident. More confident is like 50% more. Anyway, because
my office is still happy to.
You're still okay. I'll let them know that. So they were the last update I got is he says that we want to put it into the training. We have a training instance of it, but they updated it to a new version of eProsecutor where they made some changes and it made some problems with I can't add users to it for them to train. So I said, fix that, and then put the thing in there, and then let's get it done quickly. So I had it marked in my calendar to contact him again and say, where are we at? But getting certified was really a lot harder than it ever should have been. And they've got that now, so it should move forward a little quicker. Problem is now we have to go through testing, and it goes through Tiber for testing too, and through the courts testing servers. And but if we get to there, at least we can see progress, and so that would be nice. And so I'll let you know as soon as we have any real progress.
BAA.
Not much to report right now. I think the only thing I have is that we had like 6 people pass our test this year. So
is that good?
Yeah. I mean, we revamped it, so it's a whole new test. We made it a little bit easier and updated, obviously, like some statutes and the new rules for expungements and stuff, but yeah.
Cool. I had somebody take it, and she thought it was a good test.
Oh, good, good, good. It's been a long time on it.
And my previous staff have thought that a lot of it was a waste of time. So whatever changes you make.
Yeah, we tried to really take out the weedy stuff that didn't need to be there. So yeah, awesome, good.
Tyson?
My report's in there, but a couple things I want to highlight. I was appointed to the 4th District Judicial Nominating Commission by Governor Cox, and then designated as the chair of that as of July 1st. We had some interviews recently, which went really well, and so.
We made some good choices, or at least one.
We made some good choices, I will agree with that. Some very good choices to send on to the governor for the new 4th District Juvenile Court job down there. But I think that reflects well on UPC to be able to have our input in these important decisions on district court judges in the 4th District. So that should be a good. Also, every metric that I track is going to be a record this year. In fact, for 3 of the 4 that I track, it's already a record, and I haven't counted September. I'm on the federal fiscal year, so I haven't added September's numbers in, but my trainings provided, number of people trained, and hours spent training are already records without September. And then if I get even a below average on my technical assistance this month, it will be a record. So it's been an extremely busy year, fruitful year, and hopefully we can keep going forward.
Why busy? Why more busy?
I don't know. Just has been.
Yeah. Is it because you're so awesome and people come to you more?
I won't deny that. I certainly won't deny that. But no, I mean, if there's a DUI question, I get the question, right? Whether it's from prosecutors or police or the courts, or I get legislative questions all the time. And so people know who I am now probably more than they did my first few years. So I get those questions.
We've been having a lot of changes to the DUI statute the last couple of years too.
And had SWAP had another 3 hours to discuss the rest of their agenda, you would have heard about a lot more DUI changes that are going to be coming this
year.
There's
going to be more.
So
I just appreciate the proactiveness that you do. That I mean, it's been a couple of years, but the tox lab vial fiasco and things like that.
Yeah.
Me down little old Druid County would have never known about that without your help. And so I just appreciate you being proactive and being the resource that we need.
Thank you. Try to stay on top of that stuff. So
next meeting.
So you can see in the agenda, I was proposing 3 dates, not realizing that the session started on the 17th. And so in our SWAT meeting, we're talking about January 11th. So does that work? Meaning that we would meet in the morning and then SWAP is going to take the majority of the afternoon.
Is there no November UPC meeting? This is the last one for the calendar year?
It traditionally has been that.
Okay. I thought there was a November one.
No,
Bob usually is down there at the meeting in November in St. George, but there's not a UPC meeting itself, just SWAP.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. SWAP and UCDAA.
Well, now I feel bad that we're delaying your race for 6 months, or 4 months. Or
well, I mean, once we get the approval, we could schedule an online meeting.
That's
fine. Yeah, based on this January, once all the conversations that Dan and you or whoever need to happen,
uh-huh.
I don't think we should be waiting till January.
I agree.
Yeah.
Can it be like in a month?
Yeah, okay, so that's with council's approval, I'll schedule, once we know, I'll schedule an online, a virtual meeting, but where we conduct, you know, regularly scheduled business would be the January meeting.
Okay.
Does that work for everyone?
Yeah.
Okay, so UPC will go first, so we'll be like 9:30 to 11, and then swap and lunch and all of that.
January 11th
at 9:30. That will give people time to drive, and hopefully if there's snow, avoid majority of traffic.
Jared's
adjourned.
Motion?
So moved.
We're done.
Is there UCDA?
Thanks, everyone.
Or is there no
I didn't
UCDA?
See anything.
Mm-hmm.
9:30.
Who was it? I always forget. Who was the UCDA chair this year?
Scott.
Okay.
Next year it's Eric.
Garrett.
Eric.
Oh, Eric. Yeah, that's right. Thanks, everybody. I appreciate your support. It means a lot to us.
Thank you, Brandon.
Oh, actually, I'm going to sign this.
Is that fine?
the big one.
It's supposed to be fun, but not successful. It's deer.